Yes.
We are continuing in the Maseches Uksin, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Hey, discussing when these branches or stems that are protruding from the food have the status of a yad, and therefore the tumah will go in or out of this food through them. Kol yodas ha'oichlim shepasasun degoyim. We had the previous situations, which we have a yad, a branch or a stalk sticking out of this food, and we're talking about, let's say, in the case of grains, you started threshing them with, so your animal or whatever, or your piece of metal that you're using to thresh and remove these stalks from the food. Once you started this process of threshing them, tahirim the tahir, because they're ready made to be removed, and they're not considered a yad anymore, even though they were not completely removed. Rabbi Yosi Matan, Rabbi Yosi says, until they were physically completely removed, they're still considered connected, because it can still be used to turn over the grain while you're in the process of threshing it. Sigur shel eshkol shirikna tahira. If you have little bunches of grapes that are coming out of the main bunch, and all the grapes fell off of this minor bunch, so that little bunch that's sticking out of the main bunch is considered a separate entity, and it's just considered a piece of wood which is not a metabol tumor, and does not transmit tumor. Shir b'gagar efer tumeya, but if even one grape was left on it, it's still considered a yad, and therefore can have the tumor. The tumor will go in and out of the grapes through this. Shabbos shel tmorah shirikna tahara. The same thing if you have a bunch of dates and you remove all the dates from them, the same thing, then it's not just considered a piece of wood, it's not a capital tumor at all. Shir bat marachas tumah, even though there's a big bunch, you may have had hundreds of dates on it, as long as one date remains, it's still considered a yad for that date, and the tumah will go in and out of the date through that. The same with kidneys, the same idea is with kidneys, different types of beans, the grown pods. Shabbat shirikna tar, if you remove all the beans from the pod, it is tar. Shibra gagri ephatom, even one bean remained in the pod, the pod is still considered a yad. It was madai metar bishel pu, metam bishel kidneys. He says that this pod of the pulim, which are big beans, he feels that since these beans are very large, we don't need the pad is not the way that it will be held. The pad will be something that will be removed from them, and therefore the pad is not considered a yad. But by kidneys, there are smaller types of beans, he leaves the pad around them, and therefore they're considered, according to the rabbi, considered actually a shayna. The trees and nature rota v'mishmushim. Now he's interested in this pod remaining. That's the way he would see metabolism. But basically, he's saying that something that normally we leave it in the pod is considered connected to the food and it's an extension of the food. Whereas something which is generally removed from the beans are removed from the pod is not considered a yad or a shayna.